Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Cool Alahim, Daughters of Israel. I am your host, Mora Malka, coming to you from Beth Yahweh Assembly in Baltimore, Maryland. And as always, it is a pleasure to meet with everyone and to study the Word of the Most High together. with the intent that we come to a unity when on the understanding of what Scripture teaches. And this week we're going to close out the portion of fasting that we started a couple of weeks ago as we continue into this studying the weapons of our warfare. And one of the scriptures that we looked at last week, so there's let's turn to real quick. Where is it? Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of Yah, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service. And that was one of our foundational scriptures from last week on why we even partake in fasting. But the scripture I wanted us to look at was Ecclesiastes 4:12, which says, a threefold cord is not easily broken. And in this series of studying spiritual warfare, we're studying three cords of battling that we can use to break strongholds, whatever it is the adversary is trying to place on us. The first one was prayer, fasting is the second, and then Yah will and we will finish up the third, which is praise. I think some of us don't realize that praise is a very, very powerful weapon when it comes to defeating the enemy. Last week when we studied, we looked at why was fasting an effective way of changing. And one of the things that we came to was the reality that fasting is one way to deny the body something that it needs to stay alive. Purposely withdrawing from food and water and depending on that intimate time that we should be spending with Yah when we are fasting, for that to be our meat, that to be our bread, that to be our water. Scripture says that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah. So when we are fasting, we are disconnecting ourselves from this spiritual world, and we are focusing on spiritual sustenance. We looked at situations in the scripture where food was a defining factor in the downfall of certain individuals in scripture. Again, we can't deny these things. It is what the scripture teaches. It's the example we see. One beginning with our foremother, Chahua, where she fell because of a lusting that was in her that was manifested in eating something. Scripture says that in the world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. And it was to me significant, that was not just to me, but it was a spiritual revelation to see that this lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, which was the catalyst to Kahua's sin, was signed, sealed, and delivered when she ate something. Esau, our brother, fell because of food. Sodom, in Ezekiel, it read that one of the sins of Sodom was gluttony. And Yisrael, that was our closing scripture last week, destroyed a great portion of Israel because they were lusting after food. They weren't crying out, Abba Yah, give us more of your spirit. Give us more of your mind. Give us the spirit of discernment. They basically said to the Most High, feed us. We were doing better when we were in bondage in Mitzrayim. And the scriptures said before they even got a chance to swallow the food that was in their mouth, that Yah destroyed them because he became angry at their lustful desires. So this is why it's important for us as believers to master the desire of our bodies. And the chiefest one is food. The chiefest thing that we struggle with as a society is that lustful desire to eat and drink, to our heart's desire, to our heart contentment. Even within the assembly, food is like, for most of us, a safe place to indulge. Because there's a lot of things, according to Scripture, the Father has prescribed us not to eat, not to wear, not to do, because he said that we are set apart people. And being his set apart people, he gave us laws, statutes, and judgments that will help us to maintain our purity. So the things that we can't enjoy, we tend to overenjoy. And one of those things being food. But the problem with that overindulgence is that it shows lack of self-control. When we're fasting, what we are doing is we are teaching our bodies to be in control of haruach, and not the haruach being controlled by the body. We are trumping this carnal flesh. We went through scriptures last week again. We spoke about us mortifying the deeds of the flesh. And this is what Rabbi Shaul taught about and instructed the new believers of assembly in Rome to be mindful of, especially when it came to Rome, because Rome, its culture itself is about self-indulgence, very self-gratifying. Whatever feels good, do it. You know, if it feels bad, don't do it. So Shaul is telling the Romans, okay, we cannot, as believers of Yahushua, continue to walk in the flesh. We have to kill its desires. This week we're going to look at Yahushua. What does he have to say in Scripture about fasting, and what were his practices in fasting? And Yah willing, I'll be able to even touch on some of the negatives when it comes to fasting. It's important that when we study the Word of the Most High, the foundation of our study always begins in Torah, and that it always ends with our Master Yahushua, because Yahushua was the Word. He is the Word. So when we get the letter of the law from the Torah, we get the full understanding of it by Yahushua. When the Scripture says the letter kill it, but the spring is life, this is what it means. We have to bring things together. We cannot just walk lopsided, just trying to follow every letter of the law and not have any spiritual understanding. A wise person is a person that understands both the knowledge and the application of a thing, not just being able to spew out thus and thus and thus. So let's go to Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to start at verse 16. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 16. And the Scripture says, and this is our Master speaking, moreover, when you fast, I'm going to stop right there. The implication is fasting is something you do periodically among the disciples of Yahushua. It is a practice among the nation of Yisrael. Matter of fact, when I was studying in the scriptures, it doesn't give a reason for a certain fast, but in the scriptures it talks about fast days of the fourth month and the fifth month and the seventh month, which we know the seventh month, that's the fast day of Yom HaKippurim, or the Day of Atonement, and also fasting of the tenth month. These are not anything necessarily that I have found as commanded fast, but during the time of Israel, there were days when Israel as a nation fast. We touched on in the book of Esther, she's about to embark on a very dangerous mission to save Israel during the time of persecution, well, a planned persecution. So Yahushua is confirming that there are times in the nation of Israel, both collectively and personally, when we fast. And this verse tells us when these are personal fasts. It says here, moreover, when you fast, do not be as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. So Yahushua is not contrasting how hypocrites fast. They want to be seen by men. They want men to say, oh, wow, look how righteous that brother and sister or sister is. Oh, look, it's Tuesday again. There they go. They're fasting again. You can see it in their face. Oh, what a righteous brother or sister. May the Most High give them strength. You already got your reward, which also tells me that there is a reward for fasting, based on what Yahushua said. For the hypocrite, their reward is being seen by men. So this is a contrast. This is how Yahushua tells us to fast. He says, but you, when you fast, my disciples, my students, my friends, anoint your head. Anoint yourself. Wash your face, that you appear not unto men as to fast, but unto Abba, which is in secret. And Abba, which sees in secret, shall reward you openly. This is Yahushua's instructions for us when we fast, private fasting. You're fasting not to be seen of men, but to be seen of Yah. This doesn't mean that people cannot come together and fast as a community. Assemblies have come together and stood in agreement. We're going to fast for 2 days. We're going to fast for 3 days because we are waiting for an answer from Elohim. And so we stand in agreement and we fast and we pray together. That's not us trying to be seen of men. We're making hands in the battle. We're making that chain stronger. Scripture says one chase 1,000, 2 chase 10,000. So when we wield these spiritual weapons, imagine if we're wielding it with more than ourselves. If we're praying together, if we're fasting together, and like I said, next week when we talk about when we're praising together, let's look at Yahushua's example. Because he's our teacher. When the scripture says, and this is something people who don't study the Bible well, I'll say that, misinterpret a scripture where it says that Yahushua is the end of the law. And they take that to confirm the belief that the law is done away with. But when you look at that word, in the original language that it was written in, it has nothing to do with it being a completion of the law, but instead the goal or the aim. So the aim of us keeping Torah is to become like Yahushua. That's the aim, the goal. That is the target. See, Yah didn't say be like me. Well, he said I created man in my image and my likeness. He didn't just do that and say, figure it out. How do you become like me? Scripture says man was made in the sixth day. So scriptures also says one day is like 1,000 years. So we look at each day, it's telling the story that Yah has given unto man 6,000 years. And it's during that sixth day or that 6,000 years, that millennium, that's when man is going to become into the image and the likeness of Yah, because we had gone through this whole process of walking and practicing the Father-given revelation, us dying to self to become the goal of Torah, which is Messiah. He didn't just say, I'm going to do it. Told us how we're going to do it. He showed us how to do it by obeying his laws, statutes, judgments, and being taught by our teacher. So I said all that because we're going to look at Matthew's, as soon as my phone obeys, chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. Scripture says, the Yahushua led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So Yahushua was led by the set apart Spirit to do this. Verse 2. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards hungered. It's a whole different lesson right there. Because it says after these days and times, that's when he felt hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the son of Yah, command that these stones be made bread. Whole different lesson right there as well. Adversary is always going to try to incite doubt in who you are. Verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah. When we are fasting, our sustenance is the word of Yah. This is why when we're fasting, it is best to do it where we have the time and the opportunity, the focus to be in the word. And sometimes that means us separating ourselves from the community. We saw that brother, our Rabbi Moshe did it to the mount for 40 days. And during those 40 days, he didn't eat nor drink. He did divine fast. It was a fast that was led by Yah. Moshe didn't decide, I'm going to get up in this mountain for 40 days and 40 nights and do this thing. Yah called him. And we see the same thing with Yahushua. Scripture says the Spirit led him into this divine fast. This divine fast of being 40 days and 40 nights has to be done by the moving of the set-apart Spirit within us. When Yah is calling us to do something, because the connection between these divine fasts is that after they returned to the community, there was great change in their mission. Moshe went from being this man that walked them out of Mitzrayim to now being the lawgiver. This is where he got the title, or the Torah got the title of being the law of Moshe. His status changed, hallelujah. Yahushua, after his baptism, after his fasting, he began his ministry. He no longer became Yahushua, the son of Miriam and Yahusef. He became son of Yah. His ministry began. So these divine fasts definitely warn you not to do it unless Yah has led you to do it. The first time we spoke about fasting, we spoke about the harm it can do to the human body. You can die if you're not led in a fast for such a long amount of time. The body needs water. The body needs food. This is how we know that these men were led by the Holy Spirit, because they survived. Because like Yahushua said, our true sustenance is the word of Yah. It's in that spiritual realm. But it is in that spiritual realm if we are spiritual-minded people. Not just believers, spiritually minded, where you can sustain off the word of Yah. You can sustain in prayer. You can sustain in praise. You can sustain in study. Where that is your breath. That is what is keeping you alive and not that sandwich or that plate of food. That keeps the physical body alive. But the spirit, that can maintain this physical body as well. But unless we practice it, the spirit will never become strong enough to do it. We have to exercise that part of us. Continue. Let's look at another scripture. We're going to go to Mark chapter 2. And we're going to start at verse 18. Of Yehuchanan, or John, and of the Pharisees, used to fast. And they come and say unto him, why do the disciples of Yehuchanan and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? What we have to understand about Israel at this time is there were schools, and every school had a teacher, and every teacher had a certain way of leading their students, almost like what we see now with the modern-day quote-unquote churches, or even modern-day camps, divided as a nation, and then even worse, when they got scattered, the way they maintained their community was around schools, teachers. So we see in Scripture, Yehuchanan was a teacher, and Yahushua did not talk against him because he was speaking the truth of the Most High. Yahushua was a teacher. He had his students. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, now those were the cats that Yahushua spoke against because they were not teaching the truth. So one of the things of these schools that were mentioned was that their students were taught to fast. And now they're finding fault that Yahushua's students don't fast. And this is what Yahushua says to them, verse 19. Yahushua said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. Okay? So, again, for us as believers, Yahushua is pointing out that there are going to be times when we will fast. He never taught against his disciples fasting. He did say that they could fast, but not while he was there. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5. We'll look at Matthew chapter 5. Are they, this is where Yahushua speaks. He said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's a good scripture for us to include in our fasting, because why would someone hunger or thirst? You know, there's no righteousness to be found just because someone else is not feeding you. Yahushua was talking about those who are purposefully fasting because they are desiring righteousness. They have a hunger. They're fasting from food. They're fasting from water because there's something more that they want from the Father. There's something more that they're seeking from Yah. His will, his desire, his righteousness. But if we don't ever separate ourselves, Scripture says in Psalm, it says deep cries to deep, you know. What does that mean? It means going to this deep place. Not a deep place so much physically, but seeking the deep things of Yah. If you want the deep things of Yah, you have to jump into the deep end of the pool. You have to jump into the deep part of seeking Yah. And a deep part of seeking Yah is hungering after him, thirsting after him, saying, Yah, I want you so much, I won't even eat or drink. I'm going to say it again. Yah, I want you so much that I won't even eat or drink. And Yah says, wow, my daughter really wants me. My son, they really want me. How could a father not respond to that? But we have to be the one to do it, to lay ourselves at his feet, to lay ourselves on that altar and sacrifice fleshly desires, because we want something more. We want Yah. We want righteousness. We want understanding. We want to be set free from the sin that so easily besets us. We want power to overcome the fiery darts of the devil. We want power over the addictions in our lives. We want power over disease in our lives. But no one wants to hunger or thirst for it. We just want it. We just want Yah to give it to us. Scripture says faith without works is dead. There's not many works we can do to prove our faith, but fasting is one of them. Saying, I believe even in the face of the impossible. I believe even when it doesn't make sense. I believe even though I don't know or see how he's going to make a way in this desert or wilderness, I believe. And because I believe, I'm going to turn my plate upside down. I'm not going to eat. Let's go to Matthew chapter 17. And I'm going to read verses 15 to 21. Almost done. I'm going to try to just read through these scriptures so I can get this portion of our lesson completed today without rushing it through. Matthew 17:15 says, Master, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falls into the fire and oftentimes into the water, and I brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. The Yahushua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And Yahushua rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Yahushua apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Yahushua said unto them, because of your unbelief. Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove here to over there, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. People stop right there. Well, it says nothing shall be impossible to you. But they forget verse 21. How be it? This kind goes not out, but by prayer. prayer and fasting. And what is significant is that when this is happening to the disciples, Yahushua had already given them power. He had given them power over demons and over spirits. And here they have this issue and they can't do it. But Yahushua is telling them, you don't have faith. The disciples, he's telling his students, you do not have faith. But this kind of faith, this faith, the size of a mustard seed, the faith that has power to rebuke in the devil, comes by fasting and prayer. My question is, if you want it, are you willing to pay for it? Salvation is a free gift, but spiritual power is not free. Some things for you to have, you have to fast. And we'll take a look at Luke chapter 2, verse 37. This is about a woman named Anna. It says, she was a widow of about 84 years, so she's about 84 years old, which departed not from the temple. She did not leave the temple. But she served Yah with fasting, prayers, night and day. This was her service to Yah. Fasting is a service to Yah. Because you are making yourself a willing vessel, not just a willing vessel, a vessel that is able to house the Ruach HaKodesh, because you have sanctified your body to be an intercessor, to be indwelled of the Holy Spirit. We can serve Yah through fasting. Hallelujah. Let's look at a couple more scriptures before we close out. I'm going to go to Isaiah 58. I'm going to read verses 3 to 6. It says, Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and you seize not. See, they're saying, this is Israel talking to the Most High. We're fasting, you're not even paying any attention. Wherefore have we afflicted our souls, and you take no knowledge? This is Israel saying to the Most High, and this is what the Most High is saying, behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure, and you exact all your labors. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. See, people are fasting for the wrong reasons. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice to be heard on high. Is this the fast that I have chosen? For a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, an acceptable day to Yahweh? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. See, Israel, we have a habit of fasting for the wrong reason. We fast, we afflict our bodies for carnal reasons. But see, the thing of Yah is the thing that is always on his mind. Salvation, saving his children, letting the slaves free, letting the ignorant out of their bondage. These are spiritual things. See, this is what Israel was not doing. They were not fasting for spiritual reasons. They weren't the thing that Yah cares about. That wasn't their fast. They were fasting for their own desires. So we want to be careful when we are fasting that we don't fall into that fast where now we have to yell to the Father, you're not even paying us any attention. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're fasting for the wrong reason, he's not going to pay you any attention. So make up your mind that you're fasting for the right reason, or you're going to just miss a meal for no reason. Let's go to Jeremiah 14:12. It says, and this is when Yah was angry at the nation. And he's telling Jeremiah, basically, don't even pray for these people. But not only that, don't pray for them. Then he tells Jeremiah, don't even pray for these people before my face. But verse 12 says, when they fast, I won't even hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Now we have to ask ourselves, why is Yah doing this? Why won't he hear the sincere cry? That's the problem. It's not sincere. Israel was not in a right relationship with Yah. And so Yah said, basically, until they get right with me all day long, I'm not going to hear them. So what does that tell us, Israel, my sisters and brothers? Make sure that your relationship with the Most High is in right condition through his son, Yahushua. Because if not, your fasting is in vain. I'm going to stop there, and I wanted to include those scriptures because we want to make sure that we are understanding the benefits of fasting, how to fast, the example of fasting, remembering that this is a part of our offering to Yah, but we want to do it the right way. We want to do it in a way where our hearts are sincere, our hearts are pure. We're doing it for the right reasons. If not, we're doing it in vain. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And Yah willing, we will be back together next week as we go into the third cord of our weapons. We're going to look at the power of praise when it comes to battling some of the things that we have to go through as believers. Until next time, family, join us tomorrow for Moray Ahab'al weekly show. Again, we'll be back together Shabbat evening with Moray Zamat'al. Continue reading through scripture, and we'll do all again on the first day of the week with Moray Deyual. Until next time, Israel, shalom, shalom.
Sit back and stay, remember my ways. Oh, will I get out of my cage? Yes, I am a slave, searching for some freedom, searching for some freedom, so I'm tender, sing them some spark, memory, what is it?